Tonight, we are discussing, hopping on real quick to discuss the outcome of the game between the Colorado Buffaloes and the Colorado State Rams. Colorado Buffaloes moved to 2-1, while the Rams moved to 1-2. It was a very uneventful game, and it really was no contest. Shelton, what are your thoughts on what you saw tonight? And before I do that, let me give you guys some stats. Of course, Shedeur Sanders was 36-49, so he threw the ball down to 50 times. That's crazy. For 310 yards and 4 touchdowns, Michael Welch had 64 yards rushing. Travis Hunter, another big game for him. He is the real deal. 13 reception, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had a pick. Leonte Webster, 5 catches for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Will Shepard, 7, because that's the other one they talk about, 7 receptions for 61 yards. On the opposing side, not too much of anything. Brendan Fowler, Nicolosi, pretty uneventful night for him. 22-39 for 209 yards, 2 touchdowns. Justin Marshall, I mean, they got running backs. We don't even know who these guys are. 14-54, but they ain't really doing anything in a touchdown. And that's pretty much it for them on this, on their side. All right. So, what do you think, man, about what you saw tonight?
To be honest, it was pretty much what I expected. I was thinking that they were going to go 3-0 in this next stretch. That's what we were talking about. I don't think that Colorado is as bad as we saw last week, but I don't think they're as good as we, you know, this performance this week either. I think there's somewhere in between. I saw where Travis was saying that the line had made a concerted effort to show that they bigger and better and stronger than what they had been showing before. They did a really good job of keeping Shedeur clean for the most part. And Shedeur, when he got a clean pocket, man, he is the best in the business. It's hard to not look at them and be impressed with the offensive skills. You know what's crazy is I didn't realize they don't have any rushing touchdowns on the year. That's crazy. I mean, it's the third game, only the third game, but still, you think they'd be able to run the ball. And I saw somebody did say it in the chat. Yeah, they were gashing him with big runs, but he still only ran the ball that back that was doing all that. He only ran the ball 9 times. I would have thought that they would have ran a little bit more than they did, but it was still a good performance for Deion. He needed that to stay relevant. He really, really did. And Travis is everything we thought he was, and then some. 13 catches. He had, I think, like 10 catches in the first half, which is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And to be able to play both ways like that, get the pick, he's shutting things down, making tackles. He's doing everything. I saw also, it was interesting what they said, as soon as he comes off the field, the opposite coordinator runs up to him to try to give him the scheme for that next series. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, that's dope to be able to take in as much as he's taking in and to perform the way he's performing. So I'm proud of them. I'm proud of what he was able to do. When I say them, I mean him and Shedeur bouncing back. Now they just need to be quiet. And the last thing I'm going to say about this is Colorado State was all smoke and no fire. Them dudes talking all that trash. And something told me, like, man, they just run off. All you doing is – all they had to do was be quiet. You just added fuel to the fire and did nothing. Nothing. Didn't even show up. Like, you should have just shut up. They should have transferred. Why did you stay? Mm. You know, the whole thing was to stay to beat Colorado, and you do this? Man, that was weak.
Very much so. And that's going to be like the biggest indictment, I want to say, for Colorado State. You know, you guys shared the clips in the chat. We owe them one. We let the game slip away. All this hoopla from Torrey Horton and the quarterback. And then you go out here and play like this. This isn't good. And I don't know if they put the pressure back on them, put it on themselves, or if they definitely lit a fire for Colorado. But you can't talk that much junk and go out here and play like this. And here's the thing for me. they didn't even look, they look awful. So my thing is, if you're talking that much trash, I expect for you to look decent, like you think you can play. They didn't look like they can play. Let's keep in mind, first of all, it was a great night for Colorado Buffaloes and Deion Sanders. You know, Shedeur had all day to throw. They were actually able to run the ball, which should tell you something about Colorado State. And these guys were open all over the field. So, and, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, if you they got time to throw, they'll find somebody. And the receivers were running good routes. And there was one play I saw it was number 8 for Colorado State. He was running away from the guy that had the ball. But and they just made a lot of boneheaded mistakes. Like there was the fumble that could have got them back in the game where the guy just fumbled the ball in the red zone. So you're sitting here, you're talking all of this trash, and they didn't even look like they knew how to play. And the thing for me is that if my thing is, Colorado isn't really that good of a team. And they had their way with Colorado State. So how awful is Colorado State? That's what I'm asking myself when I saw this. I'm like, they were able to run at will. They were able to throw at will. They were able to catch at will. Defensively, they played well. They were able to explode off the defensive line and get stops in the backfield. They were able to basically do whatever they wanted tonight to Colorado State. And I don't want to get caught up in this because we saw what happened when they went up against a program with higher quality players. But yeah, this wasn't it for Colorado State. And I'm with you, bro. Just shut up. Well, they won't have anything to talk about next year because probably nobody's going to be there anyway. Shedeur definitely won't be there.
They won't play until 2029 anyway.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a wrap. So, I mean, just absolutely pathetic, man. And yeah, I was, man, by halftime, I was like, why are, you know, like what's the point? I had the game on while I was watching The Incredibles because once I saw what Colorado State was doing offensively, I was like, they're not going to be able to do anything with these guys. If you let in this defense shut you out and stop you like that, nah, bro. So, but
yeah, I'm with you. Colorado does have really, really good skill players. I've always liked. He focuses on the side, you know, what he's good at. Where they lack normally is in the trenches and in execution. And this game, like you said, I'm wondering if it was more Colorado State or if they stepped up some. But I'm thinking it was more Colorado State just not being prepared because they were winning in every phase. And Colorado don't win in every phase of the game. Even the games they win, they don't win every phase of the game. It just don't. It just doesn't happen that way. And that they were fine off the ball. They seem motivated, which is what you're going to need to do. But still, even being motivated, this team is not built to win in the trenches. It's just not. So when you're doing it, that tells me a lot about your opponent more than anything else and what that means. Now, like I said, I this would have been the game that I would have thought they would have lost. So I think that they can't. I think they play Baylor next, and I think they should beat Baylor. Who else they got after that? I have to look back and see. But they have an opportunity to put some wins together, and who knows what can happen if you put together a string of wins.
But the players are still the players, and that'll be the issue when they go up against some of these ranked opponents, should they stay ranked further down the line. I think I'm with you. Go ahead and pile up some wins. Maybe when you get up in some of these later matchups, you can steal a game or two, because who knows who knows what can happen. It could be some injuries. That team could just have an off night. We saw what happened with Georgia tonight. They nearly lost to Kentucky. So Any Given Sunday is a cliche saying for a reason, because it's for real. So they did what they needed to do tonight. They got Baylor next week. We'll see how that go. And then we'll really, for me, I like to judge these guys against top tier opponents.
Right.
I didn't know what Colorado State were. I knew there was a shootout last week, but they were beatable, clearly. But I think the biggest thing you said was that they won in all phases of the game, and that is not Colorado. So that definitely tells me a lot about Colorado State. But more importantly, just shut the hell up. Like, I don't know if they were just trying to talk themselves into thinking they had a shot tonight, or what was going on, or maybe the pressure got to them when they were down, because the first quarter was 3-0, right? Mm-hmm. And then a guy made, it was 10-3, I think. And then, it was 7-3, maybe. I can't remember the sequence, but I do remember it was a very, very idiotic roughing the passer call, mm-hmm. when they had gotten Colorado off the field. And that is the end of the drive, and then they score, and that was it. And that was a wrap. So anyway, Deion is 2-1, and we'll see how it goes from here, man. But it's not a lot to talk about tonight. So other than Deion got a win, and Colorado just made themselves look like freaking fools. You know what's interesting as we close out, and I'll hand it to you for any other closing thoughts? Colorado State ended up doing what Colorado typically does.
Yeah. Yep. Folded under pressure.
And then, you know, and just talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Week throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their game. Shut up. So, yeah. And so anyway, but all right, man, you have any other thoughts before we close out, bro?
I was going to ask you what you thought about Shedeur's draft status after watching Carson Beck tonight, because that's really the only thing that's standing in his way from being the first quarterback off the board. Is they, you know, they give Carson Beck a lot of hype, but looking at his numbers thus far in the season and what he did tonight against a Kentucky team that just lost to South Carolina last week, would you put Shedeur ahead of him now?
I would, because I don't know if Carson Beck can play, bro. Like, I don't know, man. I'm always iffy about Georgia quarterbacks. I know they've been trying to get some good ones in there, but yeah, I think that I don't know the level of competition for Kentucky. So I don't know if what type of NFL caliber players they have on that team. I mean, you know how the game goes. So as long as Carson Beck just finished with great numbers, you know he's going to be the guy. But that ends up being picked. But yeah, Carson made some plays when he needed them. But you know, and I think, but I don't know. I'm not sold on Carson Beck.
Yeah, I'm not either. He looks real mediocre. But you know, he's a Georgia quarterback. He's a Georgia guy, so they love their Georgia guys. It was supposed to be Rayola. So he ended up in Nebraska. So that's what they're missing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll just have to see. Like you said, the season still has to play out. I do know that if what I believe anyway, and count this now, is if for some reason the bottom falls out in Colorado, you could count on Travis Hunter being shut down and Shedeur being shut down. I don't think they'll finish the season. I just don't. First off, I do think the bottom is going to fall out. I just do. But I don't think they'll finish the season. Both those guys are going to be protected. You know they're going to be high draft picks, so make sure they stay healthy. Shedeur takes too many hits, which, tonight was decent. But still, on the whole, he just takes too many hits. So it's best to protect your investment. And it goes against what I believe, but it's what they're going to see. And that's what they're going to do, I believe.
Marty asked if we watched any other games.
Marty, I watched a piece of Florida State just from looking at how you look at a wreck when you pass by it. That's kind of what that was like. I watched that just to see, I like to see the mood, and I wanted to see if DJ could had any spark in his eyes left, and I don't see nothing, man. I try to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons sometimes with players, just because I don't like seeing players fall off that hard. But man, that dude went from the next, that next guy to nothing overnight. And I don't know how long Florida State's going to be able to keep him out there. I don't know what they got behind him. It must not be nothing, because we should have seen it by now regardless. But that team is a shell of itself. And I also watched the South Carolina game. I was very disappointed. I am a South Carolina guy. They had LSU beat. They was up 17-0. They had two interceptions called back that were touchdowns, easy touchdowns, off plays that did not have to be made. One of them, they hit the quarterback just because, and drew a personal foul for that, and that cost them the game. They lost that game, you know, by three, and they should have won a game. But nonetheless, it was a great game. That defense for South Carolina stepped up early. They should have held on, but, you know, it is what it is. And I think those are the main two that I watched that was great today. It was one other game I was going to ask you about, Ken. Dang, I can't remember which one it was.
While you're thinking of that, I was out running, so I didn't. It wasn't really a lot of good was on early, so I did catch that LSU South Carolina game the second half, and I thought, because I was ready to talk trash about Brian Kelly, because it wasn't looking good. I actually thought they were going to end up losing that game. And yeah, especially when, is that the one where he threw that interception? It was a pick six, and it was a block in the back or something like that, and they called a playback.
Yep.
That was it. That was the game. That was the game. That was the play that saved him, because that there was no way this quarterback, and the way South Carolina was amped up and how intense they were playing, I couldn't see them coming back from 10 or 11 down, whatever the score would have been at that moment. I had Oklahoma and Tulane on for a while, and that game got out of hand. So I was like, all right, I'm out of here. So, and then that was pretty much it. Cause I had to do other stuff to get ready for tomorrow. I wanted to watch, like I said, I didn't like any of the matchups. I wanted to see what Cam Ward was going to do, but I didn't get a chance to watch that.
I was going to mention Cam. He had 346 yards and five touchdowns. It was just ball right. State. But still, just his numbers, you know, his numbers are going to be impressive all year. You're going to see him put up gaudy numbers, and he should walk. Him or Travis Hunter is going to be the only competition for him with the Heisman this year. I don't see anybody else stepping into that light. So I don't see how that could work.
Yeah, and Tennessee put up 71 on Kent State. That's
65-0 at half. So they took their foot off the gas.
Golly.
It was 65. I had to turn it on. Yeah, I like that Tennessee quarterback too. But I had to check that a piece of that out, because I'm like, man, what is going on? I was laughing because I saw the halftime show, and they were saying, like, what do you tell your team at halftime when it's like that? I'm like, nothing. Ain't nothing you can say. There's nothing you can say. A lot of people had Alabama losing today too. I don't know either. They went in there and demolished Wisconsin. I would never bet against the SEC, against any of those other teams. I don't care, Big 12, Big 10, any of them schools. So, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from Alabama to indicate that there's going to be a big fall off this year. Not yet. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they really played anybody either. So, you were about to talk about Arch Manning, right?
Yeah, I saw somebody mention in the chat. Yeah, Arch did play. He played well today. I don't know. I didn't see what happened to
Ewers, though.
I didn't see what happened to make him have to sit out.
I don't see anything here. I mean, I'm sure I can find it, but I don't think he's going to take his job, but I'm sure people love what they saw, and they can't wait for him to get, you know, take over at some point. Let me see if I can find what happened to Ubers.
I was thinking they may have been just giving Art some burn too, and a easy game to kind of make him, you know, get him a little shine. Is what I was thinking, because I didn't see anything. I know he was a late scratch. Oh, it is.
Wait, he limped off the field after a handoff before he took a knee and play stop.
So he started the game.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was 14 to 16. He was lighting them up. That's why, Arch was good, but Ubers was 14 to 16 with two touchdowns and an interception before he got hurt.
I didn't even know that. I thought, forgive me, I didn't even check. I thought he didn't play at all because I saw that he was a scratch on the bidding apps. He was on the, his line was up there, but then it was a reboot. He was not a DNP. So he did play. I thought he didn't play at all. And I never did go back and check any of the highlights from that game. So,
yeah. Wow. Arch left somebody, bro. The only highlight I saw was the run. And I'm like, man, y'all can't catch this brother. Well, he's not a brother, but you know.
Yeah.
But man, that's pretty much it. I agree with you with Florida State. Absolutely awful, to the point where I asked Kyle, who's a fan, if Norville was in danger of losing his job. He said no. Florida is awful. They're lost today. So, man, Florida's down bad right now. And yeah. I'm not too hype on what happened in Michigan or Notre Dame. So, you know, let me see them play some real people anyway. Right. But well, that's all I got. You have anything else?
Nope, that's all. It's on to NFL tomorrow.
Yep. So I don't know if we're going live tomorrow night. We'll see. What do you know the Sunday night matchup?
No, let me see really quick who's tomorrow night.
It sometimes depends on the matchup. Let me see if I can find it too.
I saw it, but I can't remember who it was.
Bears and Texans. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. So
tomorrow I'll be watching the 1 o'clock game. I'm gonna be focusing on the Saints and Cowboys. I don't think the Saints are. I think they may get up for that game. I don't know why I got that sneaky feeling, but I want to see the Saints and Cowboys. It's going to be interesting watching the 49ers play to see they playing the Vikings. Did you see what Justin Jefferson said today?
Mm-mm.
They asked him if he studied Garrett Wilson and how the 49ers played Garrett Wilson. They asked him if he had watched that and studied it. And he said, with all due respect, Garrett Wilson is not me. So I was like, well, he right about that, you know?
Yeah.
He can't knock that. He's like, that ain't me. So whatever they did to him, it ain't got nothing to do with me. But he said he did check it out, but it ain't going to be the same thing. So the Vikings did beat the 49ers last year, and they beat them, you know, completely healthy. So it'll be interesting to see them play without Christian McCaffrey and see how they line up. And then for the 4 o'clock games, of course, we got the Bengals and the Chiefs. I'm going to be watching that for Nick.
That's going to be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll be finished recording by then, so I'm definitely going to tune in for that one.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah, man. So,
hey, man. Appreciate y'all for coming on with us, man. Invite somebody else to come on with you next time. We are going to try to get more content for sure.
Yep. So, all right, man. Well, that's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next time, which may be tomorrow. Oh, whoa. Let me read this members chat real quick. Y'all back tomorrow night. We just answered that. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's up for tomorrow. I'll talk to everybody, but, just subscribe to the channel, man. We go live. It'll be, with the right date. I'll get it scheduled. So, we'll holler at you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.